Welcome to the October 29th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from searchserververtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, we ponder the future of VMware Lab Manager and get one step closer to Hyper-V dynamic memory. Plus, Veeam 5.0 hits the shelves. I'm Senior Site Editor Colin Steele. Last week, I went up to Atkinson, New Hampshire with Assistant Editor Keith Kessinger and Senior News Writer Beth Pariseau for the New England VMware User Group meeting. The keynote focused on the VMworld Labs, and that led to a discussion on management, which got people talking about the future of the VMware Lab Manager product. So Beth ended up writing a story about that very issue, and it turns out that a lot of users think Lab Manager's days are numbered. That's because VMware's new vCloud Director offers many of the same features as Lab Manager. VMware employees acknowledge this, and they even say that the goal is for VCD to have feature parity with Lab Manager. So naturally, when that occurs, a lot of people won't see the need for the two products with the same features to coexist. Plus, VMware hasn't made any major updates to Lab Manager in about a year and a half. If vCloud Director does take over for Lab Manager, though, it could cause some problems for users. For example, VCD requires an Oracle database backend, and that would bring extra costs. In other news, Microsoft put out the release candidates for the first Windows Server 2008 R2 and Windows 7 service packs. The Windows Server service pack will include dynamic memory, which of course is Hyper-V's answer to memory overcommit. It doesn't actually let you overcommit memory. Instead, you set the minimum and maximum allocations for each VM, and it automatically adjusts the levels based on each workload's needs. You can play around with the feature now by downloading the release candidate from Microsoft's website, but the service pack is expected to hit general availability in early 2011. And finally, the VMworld 2010 Best of Show winner is now generally available. Veeam Software started shipping Veeam Backup and Replication 5.0 on October 20th. In addition to winning Best of Show, the product also won the Best New Technology category in our Best of VMworld Awards back in September. The big thing with Veeam 5.0 is that it promises to restore VMs faster by booting them directly from backup. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.